Welcome to Japan Stories. Join Asian Access missionaries as they share real stories of how God is at work throughout the nation of Japan.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Japan Stories today. This is Peter Thompson, and I want to bring you an update from something that's going on here in the Osaka area. You might be familiar with a concept called Business as Mission, or BAM, and it's a model where people are using businesses, for-profit businesses, to reach out to local communities, to glorify Christ, to see transformation happen. It's not a new concept. It's something that's been going around for a long time. Well, here in Osaka, in the congregation or the church that we're working with, we've started something new called Life Design Network. If you want to check it out on the web, you can check it out at lifedesignnetwork.org, spelt in English, spell it just like it sounds, but the website is completely in Japanese. Again, lifedesignnetwork.org. And it's basically a life coaching company, for-profit company, that we're using to reach out to the local community. We're focusing on community development. Now, that kind of sounds odd, perhaps, in Japan, that is a very rich country, and you don't think about a lot of development that needs to happen. But on the societal level, on the level of relationships, husband-wife, marriages, families, parent-child, on the relationships or the level of singles and people needing help, there's just a lot of opportunities that are there to reach out to people and give them life skills. I mean, what we're doing is we're using Life Design Network to teach biblical principles. It's not a bait and switch type thing. We're not saying we're going to get you in and then we're going to just share the Bible with you. That's not what it is at all. It's a for-profit business. Ultimately, it'll stand or fall based on how well the business is run. But it gives us an opportunity and a platform to speak into people's lives, to get to know them, to build relationship. We're looking at how we can partner with the local education departments to help train parents, PTAs, to help train teachers in terms of different relationship aspects and support them. And it's a very exciting model that we think will be useful in helping us to really bridge the gap between the body of Christ and secular society in a way that really blesses the local community that we're in. So again, business as mission model. And it's just one thing that we're doing as part of this community of faith here outside of Osaka. I wanted to share that with you because there's lots of great things that are going on across Japan similar to this. We also have a small English school that we run on the same principles. Again, it's not a bait and switch thing. It's about running a small school for the glory of God and doing it all with excellence in mind and really reaching out and loving the community and loving the students that are coming in. There's lots of small endeavors like this going on across Japan, trying to bridge communities of faith into the local community. Asian Access loves working with this model. We support this model. It's not the only model that we work with. We work with all kinds of denominations and all kinds of ministry models across Japan. If you're interested in the possibility of partnering with a congregation that's looking at the BAM model, contact us. Let us know. We'd love to talk with you and see if God wants to open up doors for us to partner together. If you're also looking for other churches or traditional models, all kinds of things. If you're looking for it and interested in reaching out to Japan, then get in contact with us. You can reach us on the web at www.asianaccess.org, and you can find all the information there on how to contact us. So this is one exciting thing that's going on. We've just launched this model, this new ministry outreach called Life Design Network. Again, it's reaching out to people, coaching, life coaching, business coaching, helping people to meet their goals, accomplish their goals, and then it's helping the church, the faith community, to bridge into the local community and bless it through community development. Hey, thanks for joining us today on Japan Stories. It's just a quick update. We love what God is doing in Japan. We'd love you to be a part of it. Come over and join us if you're interested. We have short-term opportunities, long-term opportunities, lifetime opportunities, as well as ways to get involved by where you're at right now. Reach us on the web, www.asianaccess.org. This is Peter Thompson for Japan Stories. Thanks for joining us today.